The next one is joy. In the spirit realm, joy turns other phases of spirit loose so that they can work. In fighting evil spirits, joy helps us see how ridiculous spirits are. And when this happens, we'll be less likely to buy into the image a spirit has put in our mind. This turns loose discernment to go to work on the spirit and grace to cast the spirit out. This is how the joy of the Lord is our strength, because when we can laugh at evil spirits, we get power over them. They no longer have such a hold on us. Nehemiah 8:10.
Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
We also feel the release of peace in our mind after joy has moved through, and the feeling that we can match whatever challenge we are faced with. Joy is effective against pressure spirits, which take things too seriously, and other spirits that make us feel heavy-hearted and down in the mouth. In evangelistic work, joy is a valuable tool that God uses to help people accept things more easily. The scripture on this is Hebrews 1:9, anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. God anoints something so that it is easier to accept. Here it is the oil of gladness or joy that does this anointing. Just a more straightforward way to say that is that people are just attracted to joyfulness. They like that. That feels good, and it becomes a way for a lot of other things to get through much more easily than they would without that joyful spirit. It just eases a lot of situations that otherwise would be tense, or there would be a block, or there would be mistrust, or there would be some other thing that would keep the concepts from getting into their minds. And the other thing that I think didn't get said here is that joy is just God's sense of humor about things. If we can't understand why God finds things funny, yeah, pull on joy, and you'll start getting it. Yeah. And you'll start getting it.
Amen.